This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
They cannot escape it. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself gave the criteria that if this does not happen, then I am not from God. There will be an earthquake of an unprecedented scale in India within my lifetime. He said this on the 18th of April, 1905. He died on the 22nd of May, 1908. No such earthquake took place in India. No unprecedented earthquake. So why was Razi not addressing that point?
Our challenge is, we don't believe that Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim is truthful according to the criteria of Adnan Rashid. We've never claimed that. Our belief is that Hazrat Ahmad al-Aslam is truthful according to the criteria of the Quran, a hadith, and for supporting evidence, we have your own ulama as well, who are all with us on these usul. So before we discuss these prophecies, and alhamdulillah, all of the prophecies of Hazrat Ahmad al-Aslam were fulfilled, we have to discuss usul, right? Many ask, why do we quote your scholars? The Quran mentions you can take testimony of non-prophets, and you brothers also throw away these scholars when you see anything supporting us, right? Thirdly, we use testimony of Kufar to show the truthfulness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Adnan Rashid does it always in his debates as well. And we want to show the viewers as well that majority are against you brothers when you present these usul, because according to your usul, all of the prophets are liars, God forbid. We believe Hazrat Ahmad al-Aslam is truthful on Mayar-i-Nabuwat, Minhaj-i-Nabuwat, and this is what he has mentioned. Nawab Siddiq Hasan Khan, other ulama have mentioned when the Imam Mahdi and Messiah comes, he will be rejected, and the ulama will say, based on Quran, hadith, ya Allah. Imam Sehindi said this as well. Many other scholars said it. So Imtiaz challenged me on something, and now that I'm here, he changed the entire topic. Hazrat Ahmad al-Aslam said that every prophecy of mine has been fulfilled, and if a person tries to spend his whole life trying to prove one prophecy false, he won't be able to, unless he is, you know, ignorant of the facts behind the prophecies and tries to twist things. We're here today because your ulama weren't able to sit in front of him and point out any prophecy that failed, and this was his challenge. So I request, Brother Imtiaz, you challenged me on something, and now that I'm here, Mansoor at the end said that don't bring other examples. So let's start with usul of prophecies from Quran, ahadith, and your ulama. Because okay, first I want time. To... defend other prophets as well who you brothers have sadly rejected. Jazakumullah. Okay. And Hashim Bhai, there are 2 minutes as well, right? Just careful. Yeah. Perfect.
So you said somebody challenged you. So Imtiaz Bhai, I think he's addressing yourself. So maybe it's good if you come back. I also noticed there was no mention of the earthquake, which is actually the question right now, and the prophecy which we are claiming is failed. And they gave you the details about that. So I just want
everything on that ready. Don't worry.
Good. Everything's so ready. I'm just telling you to use your time wisely once again, because you'll be given one more chance. And then Imtiaz Bhai now is going to address your previous points. And inshallah, you'll be given another chance. Okay, Imtiaz Bhai, go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So alhamdulillah, I stand by my challenge right now. The second part of the stream, after this first part, the second part of the stream is we are going to discuss this usuli, this principal answer of the Ahmadis, that if the prophecies, interpretation of the prophecies done by Mirza Ghulam Ahmad and he made mistakes, so is the case with all the prophets. I have my case ready. And the second part of the stream will be just on the usuli, just the principal answer. And inshallah, in that part, Raziullah or any Ahmadi is welcome to come and let's discuss this usuli answer. So that will be the second part of the stream. I'm done.
Okay, so now my 2 minutes.
Yeah, sorry, just want to clarify something. When you say second part of the stream, what do you mean, Imtiaz Bhai?
It means that inshallah, after we finish these this criterion, these three prophecies, immediately after.
Okay, so at the end, you mean at the end?
That's it. Not in.
So once we have covered the three prophecies.
Exactly.
The back and forth. Inshallah, we'll deal with that.
Exactly.
Is that clear, Razi Bhai?
Yes. So now my 2 minutes, right?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So The thing is, right, this is why we follow the usul, which are mentioned in the Quran and Ahadith, because these prophecies will only be understood once the viewers know what does the Quran and Ahadith say regarding prophecies. The issue is, if we don't look at the usul first, then nothing will make sense about any prophet of Allah. And this is these are the types of allegations Christians raise. If you look at the prophecies of Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest prophet, Khatamul Anbiya, for example, Nabi sallam prophesied Islam will spread to every place. Allah told Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam, Islam Ahmadiyya will spread to the corners of the earth. There's the Quranic tahaddi challenge in the Quran that you cannot produce something like this. Hazrat Ahmad alayhi salam challenged all of the ulama that produce Arabic commentary of Surah Fatiha like me. None of you will be able to do so. He said, "Manau maniu minasama." Allah has forbidden that someone write such a commentary. If you brothers can produce such a commentary that was written in response, please do so. None of your scholars stood up, number one. Number two, then someone tried writing and Allah revealed that the person who's trying to respond, he will die. He died in the plague. Night of Badr, Nabi says, before Badr, he showed Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, other sahaba, that these people will die here, here, and here. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam said the same about Sadullah Ludhianvi, Dawi, Lekram, many other mullahs. Ghulam Dastagir, Kasuri, Allah says in the Quran, فَتَمَنَّوُ الْمَوْتَ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Challenge to the Jews. Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam did the same with Ghulam Dastagir Kasuri. He prayed against Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam, died in the plague. Big scholar. Allah says about Hazrat Muhammad al-Assam, وَاللَّهُ يَأْسِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Same words are revealed to Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam, and he was protected. So my point is, when we have the usul in front of us, then we can understand. This is the common, this is what makes sense, you know. If we don't put the usul in front of us, we will keep attacking prophecies, and then indirectly you'll be mocking other prophets, and nothing will make sense.
So your time's up. Adnan bhai, go ahead.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you very much. Okay, look, the usul is from the Quran and the Sunnah. The Quran and Sunnah make it very clear. A prophet speaks from revelation. A prophet speaks on the authority of God. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani claimed to have spoken on the authority of God. He himself said he has ilham and wahi. He claimed to be a prophet of God. And these challenges he made, mathematically precise challenges he made, he claimed they were from God. And if they remain unfulfilled, then he is not from God. So we are following the Quran and the Sunnah on this. We are showing you from the Quran and the Sunnah that if a prophet who claims to have spoken in the name of God, his prophecies cannot be false, because those prophecies are coming from God. God cannot be lying. God cannot be sending challenges that are unfulfilled. In this case, Mirza, on the 18th of April, 1905, made this prophecy that there will be an unprecedented earthquake within his lifetime in India, and he died on the 22nd of May, 1908. There was no such earthquake. Over to you, Imtiaz Bhai, within whatever seconds left.
So, inshallah, very quickly, Raziullah, please, my request is, there's no point to mention that this alim said this, this alim, this is not the discussion. It's all red herring. Second point is, Mirza gave us a usul. He said that if you want to verify the truthfulness of my claim, check my prophecies. We are following the usul of Mirza Sahib, which is your prophet. And number three, you are saying that these three prophecies are fulfilled. If your answer is yes, please prove to us the first one of earthquake. And last point is, not a problem at all. Alhamdulillah, I'm saying with Allah's tawfiq, today, inshallah, everybody is going to say, we are going to bury the usuli answer of Ahmadiyya in a very deep grave, inshallah.
Okay, guys, your 2 minutes is up. So, Raziullah, your last chance for this.
Jazakumullah. So, okay. Why last chance? What do you mean by that?
Well, for this what I meant is, like, if you're not dealing with the prophecy, then we can't keep this indefinite. So okay, that's why, okay, three to four rebuttals are acceptable, but if we just this, you can't have it indefinitely.
Okay, so Adnan Rashid mentioned prophets speak on the authority of God. Just before my 2 minutes there, Adnan Rashid, does that mean they cannot make ijtihad the errors because everything they say is from God? I misunderstood you, so I just want clarification before I attribute something to you. Imtiaz Bey, I'm asking Adnan Rashid, you won't save him on Qiyamah, right? He has okay. to answer for himself.
This is not clarify. The Qiyamah, so don't worry about that.
I will clarify. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani claimed that he's speaking on the authority of God when he made these mathematically precise prophecies. They were unfulfilled. He himself said that if these prophecies are unfulfilled because they are from God, then I am not from God. He himself said, I am not from God. So he spoke as a prophet from Ilham, from Wahi, that these things will happen. These things didn't happen. Therefore, he's not from God. This is our case. Over to you. Two minutes, start now.
Adnan said, wait, you didn't answer my question. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا يَنْتِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Nabi Sassam has this claim as well. But does this mean a prophet cannot make ijtihad the error? Because what Ahmad al-Assam said, that everything, my revelation is from God, we believe that with all the prophets, so do you. For example, Ibn Taymiyyah rahmullah and Ibn Uthaymeen, all of your ulama explain that the prophets are ma'asum in what they bring from Allah. Walakin ijtihad is jai. So I want to clarify before I rebut you, because you're unclear. You said everything he says is from God. Does this mean there is no possibility of ijtihad according to you? Then I will start my 2 minutes, because if you're unclear, then I might say something that you don't believe in.
I have a feeling Imtiaz Bhai has a much clearer response to that.
I want Adnan Rashid to answer, because he has to explain what he believes.
We will have to keep it to 2 minutes each. Otherwise, this is going to keep going on. Yeah. So Razi has 2 minutes to respond to my points I've raised. My points are very clear. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was a prophet to the Ahmadis. He spoke on the authority of God. And he said, if these prophecies remain unfulfilled, then I am not from God. What more do you need? What games do we need to play to even to spin his statements? His statements are categorical. He said categorically, if this does not happen, then I am not from God. So this was a challenge from Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Clearly,
that was a falsification test that he provided.
Exactly.
So let's stick to that.
Razi, I want to quickly hear from brother.
And he can say what he wants.
Make a point quickly.
He can sing opera. He can do Bangla. If he wants to do Arabic tunes, it's up to him. But please go ahead. 2 minutes.
I will pass all of that. Yeah. So, Imtiaz Bhai, go ahead. Yeah, quickly.
Okay. Raziullah, very quickly. I can understand what you are trying to say. You are trying to say that a prophet can make a mistake in his ijtihad when he interprets the prophecies. And this was the case with all the prophets, and so is the case with Mirza Sahib. I have all the references ready. When Hashim Bhai said that you will be gone, it does not mean once we start the discussion on the usuli, the principal answer, I will invite you, please come, inshallah, whatever you have said so far. I want all the listeners to take note what he's saying. I'm going to address every single point, inshallah, in absolutely clear terms, number one. Okay. Number two is...
Your time is up, I believe.
No, it wasn't the time. It is your time, by the way, Raziullah, which I haven't started yet.
Yeah. Okay. And if, Raziullah, if you want to answer the question regarding the prophecy of earthquake in a usuli way, in a principled way, please go ahead.
Okay, so Jazakallah. That Adnan Rashid is unable to answer this question. Maybe he doesn't have knowledge of Quran and a hadith, which is why he's so afraid to speak on this subject. We never said that Hazrat Ahmad al-Assam's prophecies failed. He writes in Kishtianu, even if a person were to strive all his life in the hope of finding a prophecy that was uttered from my mouth, about which one could assert that it has remained unfulfilled, he will not be able to find a single one. However, out of shamelessness or ignorance, one is free to say whatever he likes. When he challenged your ulama that come sit with me, prove a single prophecy to be false, they were scared. No one came forward because he said the truthful ones, you have to accept they were fulfilled. Number one, Adnan Rashid again said, I don't know why you're putting your finger up, Imtiaz Bhai, it just started. But anyhow, Adnan Rashid said that Hazrat Ahmad al-Asim said he speaks on authority of God. My response is, we agree. All his prophecies are fulfilled. So are the prophecies of other prophets. However, you have to look at them as a whole. Some prophecies are wa'id as well, which Adnan Rashid should study into because his ulama have went in depth explaining this. So the point is, once we have the usul laid out, then we should look at the prophecies. Regarding the earthquake prophecy, we can discuss that. But brother, before discussing a topic, let us see what Quran and Ahadith say regarding that topic. Because according to your usul, you have many prophets as false prophets right now. So I have to bring you back to Quran and Ahadith first. Adnan Rashid, according to him, his scholars are already in the hellfire as proven. But now he's also throwing the prophets away. We can't let him do this because he, last point, Hashim Bey, he said that Hazrat Ahmad's usul is that judge me by my prophecies. This is wrong as well. You have to read his books in context. He said, judge me on my prophecies, but on Minhaj Nabuwat, not Adnan Rashid's usul, not Muhammad Imtiaz's usul, not Mansur's usul. Okay, so yes, we accept that's the usul on Minhaj Nabuwat. So when we put the usul, right, out, every prophecy is fulfilled. Alhamdulillah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, so before Imtiaz, I just want to make an observation. So far, you had two segments of 2 minutes in which you failed to discuss or defend the prophecy of the earthquake.
Are you here to commentary?
You're interrupting me, Razi, very rudely. I'm speaking.
Yeah. Please don't speak over each other. You'll be given your time, Razi. Yeah.
So that was very rude. You should apologize to the audience. Not to me, to the audience.
I just asked if you're also in the panel to discuss.
Excuse
me.
You should apologize to the audience for interrupting rudely.
I won't apologize for
that. I am not a panelist. You are going to discuss, not you personally. Okay. We will invite other
other able
Ahmadis, other than yourself, because you're clearly not able so far. Two segments have gone. And they will can discuss
three segments.
Ustad. Yeah, yeah. Ustad here, you know, Adnan Rashid and Ustad Muhammad Imtiaz. So what I'm just saying is, I'm just making everyone understand and clear. I'm not putting anything in here, new arguments, that so far, 2 minute segments, you had twice two of those, and you have failed to address the prophecy and failed to defend it. So this is for everyone to understand and appreciate. Okay?
Okay. So I think we'll invite somebody else in, or you guys want to carry on with Razi?
Hashim bhai, can I just say something?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So inshallah, very quickly. First of all, because last time this point was raised by Raziullah last time as well about the Wa'ad and the Wa'id, about the promise and the warning, the glad tiding and the warning. Alhamdulillah, this case is ready as well. It's gonna come.
So we'll discuss this after you have done the prophecies.
It will come when the usuli discussion will start right after this first segment. Inshallah, Raziullah, please come and let's discuss this Wa'ad and Wa'id in the light of writing of Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, number one. Number two, you said that we need to read the prophecies in the light of Minhajun Nabuwa. This is exactly what the next segment is, the Usuli Jawab. We are going to expose today, inshallah, once and forever, that this was a cover-up. And ma'azallah, I'm going to quote today with a lot of pain in my heart, that how Mirza Sahib and his Jamaat, how they blasphemed all the prophets to save one person, Ghulam Ahmad. The Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, he wanted to prove his prophethood, but unfortunately, he made attacks against the prophet. Inshallah, they are coming in the usuli answer very soon. And last and final point, my request to, I'm reminding myself first of all, and then to all of us. Inshallah, we are going to be very civilized, very gentlemen, because people are waiting for this stream, and bi-iznillahi ta'ala, on the topic of prophecies, this stream is going to be, inshallah, an historic one.
Inshallah. And can I do my last turn then, before the other brother comes, then I'll come back? Or okay, can I stay?
Go ahead. Do your last turn, and then we are going to invite someone else, because we haven't still got the answer for the
earthquake. Yeah, so I have all the answers there, but my personal, you know, everyone has their own way of da'wah. I have all the answers in front of me, alhamdulillah. My way of da'wah is, first I bring the person to Quran and Ahadith and their own ulama to see that, where do we agree? And like Quran even says, tell the Christians, come on what we agree upon, right? So I'm inviting
you. Okay, so your 2 minutes starts now. Go ahead.
Yeah, so one thing I want to mention first is, we all heard Muhammad Imtiaz say that what Hazrat Ahmad said about the other prophets regarding him using their ijtihad years to defend some of his prophecies. 1, 2, 3, you know, he has hundreds of prophecies. They're all fulfilled. Even the other prophets, all their prophecies are fulfilled. Even these three you raise allegations, the 18 that Adnan Rashid mentioned, we believe they're all fulfilled. However, we explain that some prophets have made ijtihadi errors. So Muhammad Imtiaz openly claimed, and anyone can feel free to go back there, that this is blasphemy, what Hazrat Ahmad al-Asam has written regarding prophets making mistakes. So according to his usul now, all of the ulama I have who have said the same thing as him, they are also blasphemers and in the hellfire. Adnan Rashid doesn't have a problem with that, of course, because he's already rejected them all. I quote a passage of Haqiqatul Wahi and end on this, and then I will come back and you brothers can add. Tahir Bhai, he can join. He's my friend. I know him. So Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad al-Asam writes in Haqiqatul Wahi, I'll quickly finish off. God Almighty has allowed prophets to be subject to errors of judgment, lest they come to be regarded as deities, but it does not at all detract from their perfect authenticity, because their truth is established through means of abundance of miracles. The true prophets of God can never resemble Musaylimah the liar or other impostors due to the mere error of judgment on their part of a prophecy, because within them lies such profusion and light of truth, blessings, miracles, and the succor of God that the sharp edge of their truth smashes the opponent into pieces, and the thousands of signs shown by them are like the rushing waters of a mighty river. So I will end on that. Hashim Bhai, last request, our friend Yahya Saib, he was blocked. So if you can allow him, I know what your reason was for that, and we apologize for that. So
no, I want him to apologize for that, because after telling him repeatedly not to spam the private chat, like a little toddler, he kept doing it. He's supposed to be a doctor, you know, and I expected him to behave like a mature, adult, civilized person. Why would he do that? I mean, spamming like a kid in the back chat. So unless he apologizes, I'm not bringing him. I'm not bringing him on the panel.
Can I call him?
Unless he apologizes to me, because he did it in privately, I want him to apologize in private as well.
How can he apologize? He wishes.
He's in the chat. He's in the back chat right now.
Oh, he's in the chat. Okay, perfect. So with that, I'll be watching the stream and the back end, and I'll be. If you want to keep me here, I don't mind. Or I can go to YouTube. But if you can invite Tahir by next, and I have the usul ready, alhamdulillah, Quran, hadith, and all of your ulama.
Okay, I'll keep in the back chat. I'm going to bring Tahir
surprise in. Today, inshallah.
Okay, take care.
So jazakumullah. Should I stay in back chat or YouTube?
Yeah. By the way, to all our Asian friends out there, when you say jazakallah khairan, that is the right way to do it. It's meaningless otherwise.
So ulama have differed on this, so yeah, I think that's a weak point.
You should ask the ulama.
There's a reason why they say that. You know, jazakallah, may Allah reward you with what? Good or bad? So they don't intend good for us.
I know, but there's a difference of opinion on ulama on this. I've read about this quite some time ago. They've said that if you, because everyone knows that...
Can we move on, guys, please?
Exactly. Yes.
Just correcting that. So jazakallahu khairan.
Okay, take care. Keep in the background.
Okay, perfect.
He can hear you. Don't worry, Imtiaz Bhai. He can hear
Hashim Bhai, just inshallah, one quick point, because inshallah, I don't want to leave any point unaddressed, inshallah. He said that when I used the word blasphemy, that was regarding the ijtihad. No. Inshallah, once the usuli discussion will start, I will quote that what he said about the prophets, and then I will let the audience to decide, is it blasphemy or not? So my point of blasphemy was not about ijtihad. There was clear blasphemy when he was talking about the prophets.
Okay. Very quickly, I want to warn everyone from the very start that please do not fall for the trap. You have made it very clear that we will have an usuli discussion after the first three points are addressed conclusively by the Ahmadi missionaries who will come in. They will continue to throw spanners in the works. They will continue to distract. They will continue to digress. This is necessary for them. And it is very clear for the audience. He had more than 10 minutes, right? He had nothing on the earthquake. The point
four,
of discussion,
four sessions of 2 minutes each.
Exactly, 8 minutes. Enough, let's say to be precise, 8 minutes, at least 8 minutes, if not more. He had 8 minutes. He didn't say anything on the earthquake. He was digressing. He was throwing diversions in there. He was not addressing the point. because the point is so mathematical in its application, they cannot escape it. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani himself gave the criteria that if this does not happen, then I am not from God. There will be an earthquake of an unprecedented scale in India within my lifetime. He said this on the 18th of April, 1905. He died on the 22nd of May, 1908. No such earthquake took place in India. No unprecedented earthquake. So why was Razi not addressing that point?